Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Hold on a minute, Mother. Don't finish making out that marketing list until you've checked to be sure of something. Have you made a note to get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store? Well, if you haven't, then by all means, do so right away. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. Now, you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. And another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. A thrifty buy, a tasty buy. And you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs runs into trouble no matter which way she turns. Wealthy Madeline Dodge is after young Nora Williams to spy on Penny for her. And several of the townspeople think it's wrong for Penny to go to work for Johnny Keith, to whom she was engaged before he ran off and married someone else. It's later afternoon now, and in Penny's home, the phone rings.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Miss Gibbs isn't home yet. She's still at the office. She works now.
Oh, I see. Who's this, Nora?
Yes, this is Nora.
Oh, hello, Nora. This is Madeline Dodge.
Oh, hello, Miss Dodge. I didn't recognize your voice. I've never talked to you on the phone before.
Oh, that's right, you haven't. Nora, are you alone?
Well, not exactly, Miss Dodge. The baby's here, and Freddie Lang is in the kitchen.
Oh, but otherwise you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Gibbs' brother isn't at home.
Oh, no, he's not. He's in New York.
Oh, that's fine. Then we can talk for a minute.
But you wanted to talk to Miss Gibbs, didn't you?
Well, not really, Nora. I was really hoping I'd get to talk to you.
Oh.
Tell me, dear, how do you like working for Miss Gibbs?
Oh, crickets, it's just super, Miss Dodge. And I'm never going to forget that it's because of you I got this job.
Well, just be sure you don't forget it, dear. Oh, you remember what I asked you to do the other day, don't you?
Well, yes, Miss Dodge, but honestly, I don't...
You don't
think
you quite understand what I want you to do?
Mm.
Oh, well, I'll be a little plainer. I didn't have time the other day. Oh, you didn't say anything to Miss Gibbs about it, did you?
Oh, crickets, no, I promised you I wouldn't.
Well, I was pretty sure you could be trusted, Nora. You're a clever girl, and very pretty, too. You deserve the nice clothes and all the other things a pretty girl should have. And I'm going to see that you get them, dear.
Oh, no, I just couldn't.
Now, Nora, I know you want to do this for me. I know a lot of young men who'd be very proud to escort a pretty girl to dances and parties.
Oh, but none of the men you know would ever look at me, Miss Dodge.
Oh, but they would if they knew you, Nora. If they saw you in fine clothes and didn't know you hadn't always had them.
Oh, it sounds just scrumptious, but... Oh, I can't, Miss Dodge. I just can't be a spy.
A spy? Well, no one's asking you to be a spy, darling. All you have to do is tell me what you find out about Miss Gibbs. And what you find around the house when you... Well, when you happen to stumble across interesting things.
You don't mean really stumble, do you, Miss Dodge?
Well, we'll be able to call it that, won't we, dear?
Stumbling is something you do by accident, I always thought. And, oh, crickets, Miss Dodge, here comes Freddie.
Then you better hang up now. And remember, Nora, not a word of this to anyone.
Oh, no, I won't say a word. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nora. And think about those pretty clothes, will you?
Oh, crickets, I just love to think about clothes. Bye.
Goodbye, dear.
Well, ain't that just like a dame, though, huh? Gabbing on the phone about clothes all the time?
Freddie, what are you eating?
What does it look like I'm eating, hmm? I'm eating a chicken leg. Hey, snag a faceful for yourself.
No, thanks. I don't want to spoil my appetite.
Well, this won't hurt mine any. You know, everything about me is getting better, Nora. I'm even getting so I like to eat now.
Didn't you always?
No. I was out of practice so long that... Oh. Well, I didn't know too much about it, I guess.
I see.
Well, it wasn't that tough. See, I wouldn't have felt much like eating even if I had the grub to eat. Who are you talking to anyway, huh?
Or, ain't none of my business.
That was Miss Dodge on the phone.
Marilyn?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what's that stuck-up good-for-nothing Miss Moneybags calling up here for, do you know?
I don't know. She wanted to talk to Miss Gibbs.
Well, that's a good thing she didn't. Why doesn't she go and get lost?
Miss Gibbs and Miss Dodge aren't friends.
Is anybody friends with a snake? Here, have a hunk of this chicken. It's good for you.
No, thanks. Who's the snake, Freddy?
You don't know?
I have an idea. Has she asked you to do that, too?
Has who asked me to do what?
Oh, if you don't know, I can't say.
Hey, what are you talking about, Nora?
Oh, nothing, Freddy.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. I'm not as dumb as I look, see? You got something up your sleeve, little sister,
Freddy,
and I ain't going to take...
please stop waving that chicken leg in my face.
I'm sorry, kid.
And don't ask me any questions. I can't give you any answers.
You sound like a female edition of me. You know, I used to go around with a lot of answers in my bonnet that I couldn't let get into my mouth, too.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. And, Freddy, don't put that chicken leg on the table. It'll leave a grease spot.
What is this? Can't I do anything around you? Look, Gibbsy never yells at me for doing things.
Miss Gibbs probably didn't mind going around picking up after you, but I do. And you've got to be a lot neater, Freddy Lang. Cricket, your room is the only messy one in the house.
Get you. Looky, I've been here for months now, and you've been here just a couple of days, and you're telling me off.
Oh, I'm sorry, Freddy. I didn't mean it to sound that way, but, oh, I'm so afraid that if I don't do well, Miss Gibbs won't let me stay here.
You need this job pretty bad, huh, kid?
Oh, I like it so much. It's just super here.
I didn't ask you if you liked it here. I asked you how much you needed.
Awfully much.
Well, I sort of figured that. You know, you and me ought to sort of speak the same lingo, Nora. All I got in the world is, well, just what I got here now.
But you've had it for a long time, haven't you, Freddy? You're established now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm established okay. As okay as a guy with a rep as low as a 3-time loser and as much self-respect as a panhandler.
I don't know what you mean.
Good. Glad you don't. It'll keep you and me on speaking terms a little longer.
Oh, crickets, Freddy. Stop talking in riddles.
Maybe I better just stop talking, period.
Well, when you don't make sense, you should.
I'll tell you the story of my life someday, Nora. And maybe you'll toss me a sort of half-sour smile once after that, huh?
Oh, honestly, Freddy, you're not making one bit
of... Skip it, will you, Nora? Skip it. Mm-hmm. Let's forget it and talk about something pleasant.
Oh, crickets, I'd better stop talking altogether and get to work. Miss Gibbs will be home pretty soon, and I have things to do.
Yeah, she's working up there at the office kind of late, ain't she? Mm-hmm. Say, Nora, maybe I can help you do something, huh?
Oh, no, thanks, Freddy. I have to do these things myself.
Okay, suit yourself. But you'll be sorry. You know, I don't go soft and offer to give nobody a hand very often. Nah, me and work, we just don't mix much. At least not in the office. I'll get the door, Nora.
Oh, thanks a lot, Freddy.
Is Miss... Oh, hello, Freddy. How are you?
Well, Madeline Dodge, huh? Scram, will you? Come on, beat it.
I think my welcome here is entirely up to Miss Gibbs, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's just goofy enough to say, come on in. So I ain't telling her that you're here. Now, go away, will you?
I'd like to speak with Miss Gibbs.
She ain't here.
But I happen to know she is. I saw her in an upstairs window as I got out of my car.
Oh? Well, she's going to stay upstairs. Now, will you get out of here, or am I going
to
have
to... Wait a minute, Freddy, please. Come out on the porch and let me talk to you for a minute.
Nothing doing, Madeline.
Please.
I said not...
Please.
Okay. Make it snappy, though, will you? You know, it's cold out here.
All right, I will. Close the door, will you, Freddy? I want this to be private.
Okay. Wait till I snap the lock so I don't get stuck out here. Yeah, that did it. Okay. Door's closed. Say your piece and then scram, will you? It's still cold.
Freddy, I'm just about the most miserable person in the world.
You're telling me?
Oh, I don't blame you for hating me. I don't blame any of you for thinking that I'm the most despicable person on earth.
You were about the lowest thing at that party of yours the other night. You know, you ought to have been knocked silly for the way you treated Gibbsy.
I know it, Freddy. And in a way, I was. You know, the way you talked to me hurt terribly.
Hurt you, huh? Well, you're lucky I didn't say everything that I wanted to say.
Which you didn't say, Professor Rogers said after the party was over. And I deserved it, every word of it. Both of you. Freddie, I'm ashamed of myself. Just so ashamed. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for Miss Gibbs if I could make it up to her.
Madeline, did you ever think about making it up to her by getting lost?
Oh. You don't believe me, Freddie, do you?
No. Why should I?
Because I mean it. Freddie, this is the second time I've been here since the party. I telephoned before, just in hopes that Miss Gibbs would see me and talk to me. And let me beg forgiveness. I feel so cheap and low about all those things I said to her. Freddie, you don't know how much I've suffered.
Yeah? Hey, you sound like maybe you're on the level.
Oh, please believe me, Freddie, because I am.
Okay. Okay, I'll believe you.
Then may I see Miss Gibbs now and try to apologize?
Not tonight, Madeline. I better talk to Gibbsy about it myself and sort of see how she feels.
Oh, would you do that for me, Freddie?
Sure I would. Why not? You seem to be leveling, I think.
Oh, I am. Look, Freddie, get your coat and let's go for a drive together and I'll prove it to you. I'll tell you all about it, why I did what I did, and why I know now how wrong I was.
You've got that slick look on jalopy with you, ain't you?
Yes, the one you used to enjoy driving so much. You can drive tonight if you like.
Yeah? Okay, it's a deal. Look, you just wait right here. I'll get my coat and be with you in a second. You're an all right kid, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're all right kid.
Nora?
I'm here in the kitchen, Miss Gibbs, just finishing the pots and pans.
Oh, Nora, I asked you not to touch the dishes till I could get down to help you.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. Sometimes I don't mind doing them at all. Guess this is one of those times.
Well, come on, let me finish them.
Mm-mm, too late, all finished. Here, see?
Nora, you ought to be spanked. Look, don't you ever do this again unless it's absolutely necessary.
I won't, Miss Gibbs.
By the way, where's Freddie? He was in the living room when I went upstairs.
He went out, Miss Gibbs.
That's strange. He said he was going to spend the evening at home.
Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you this because I wasn't supposed to see it happen, I guess, but... Oh, I went out in the living room just as Freddie went out the door and...
And you went out in the living room just as Freddie went out the door and what, Nora?
Miss Dodge was waiting for him out on the porch.
Miss Dodge?
Miss Madeline Dodge.
Oh.
Well... Was it wrong to tell you? Oh, I hope not.
No, Nora, it wasn't wrong to tell me. I only hope it wasn't wrong for Freddie to go out with Miss Dodge. That's all.
Is it wrong for Freddie to go out with Madeline Dodge again? Is Madeline sincerely interested in apologizing to Penny? How can she be when she's after Nora to spy on Penny? Just what are Madeline's motives? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, lady, do you have those what-to-serve-for-dinner blues? Well, then give us a listen. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu. For beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now your local announcer.